a fine, full, dignified beard.
Well, it's the end of an era. In less than a month, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus will perform for the last time.
One of its final stops is in Rhode Island, and tonight we got a behind-the-scenes look as the show kicked off in Providence.
Eyewitness News reporter Caroline Goggin is live outside the Dunk Center. And Caroline, an exciting and really historic night there.
Susan and Mike, it was a very exciting night here at the Dunkin' Donuts Center. Just before that show began, Providence Mayor Jorge Alorza stepped out onto the floor. He said it's an honor that the state of Rhode Island is one of the final stops for the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. And they turned to the performers and he said on behalf of the crowd, "You're going to be missed." As the energy inside the Dunkin' Donuts Center rose, so did the performers. After 146 years, it all comes down to this. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus will bid farewell on May 21st in New York, but not before making a few last stops.
This is how we look forward in Rhode Island. We don't get a lot of excitement like this, like that out here, so we're sad.
Dominguez came out with her kids Thursday night to what they call an annual tradition. Magic comes in many forms for these circus performers, from the high-flying stunts to the exotic animals.
I came when the elephants were here, and I actually got a painting from the elephants.
Those elephants were retired from the show in 2016 amid controversy. That, partnered with declining ticket sales and higher operating costs, led to the decision to end the greatest show on Earth.
Maybe there isn't room for this big of a show on this level nowadays, but it's a little saddening, but it's good to see it one last time here in, you know, the creative capital, Providence.
This weekend, Circus Extreme is attracting families from all over New England. Chuck Lamandola brought his great-granddaughters out Thursday night. He grew up with the iconic show. He didn't want them to miss out.
It's wonderful that they're going to share the last show, and that's great. And sad, too, at the same time.
And Lamandola also said tonight's show is an opportunity to just feel like a kid again. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, you really do feel like that when you step inside the Dunkin' Donuts Center. Now, there's one show down, seven more to go this weekend. Officials wouldn't confirm how many tickets were sold for tonight's event, but they did say as far as this weekend's shows are concerned, most of them are close to sold out. Reporting live in Providence with the Mobile Newsroom, I'm Caroline Goggin, Eyewitness News.